Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from gold to gold.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Your favorite radio guest from the Miami Dolphins, I have to
He's
say.
My bus partner, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Sat with me on the bus, man.
I'll say you have to grade me on how I say this. Devon Godchow joins us
no,
right
Godchow.
Now. I was see,
yes,
I'm always off.
Devon Godchow.
See,
yes,
there you go. I was close, right?
He was close.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, morning. Devon. Morning. How you doing, man? First of all.
I'm doing great.
Hey, man.
I'm doing great, boss.
Got to ask you, because everybody wants to know, we really haven't heard from any of the players. 31 new faces. I thought originally going to be a four-man rotation on defensive tackle, but no Taylor, no Spence. You got a lot of new faces around you. What's the adjustment been like for you? Or does it affect anything?
You know, I mean, you know, always bringing new faces. You know, it's all about trusting guys. So I think you know when you bring guys in, you know, when we practice, you know, we build trust, you know, throughout the heat and throughout you know like play calls. You know, I mean, you know. Coach Flo put us in tough situations at practice, you know. So I think, you know, building trust is like the biggest thing when you're bringing in new guys. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's all about playing football, you know, like those guys playing fast on Sunday along with the guys who've been there. So it's all about playing fast on Sunday.
It's crazy, too, because Joe brings up all the new faces and brings up this and that. Yet it doesn't matter because Sunday there's a game. Sunday you got Lamar Jackson coming in. Sunday you got the Baltimore offense
nobody
coming
feeling sorry for
nobody
the
feels bad for anybody. We could bring up 31 new faces. We could bring up new this, new that. Yet Sunday you got Lamar Jackson and that offense coming to town. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare for a guy like Lamar Jackson, who is one of the most unique quarterbacks in the NFL right now?
I mean, starting off, I mean, Lamar's, you know, is a great young quarterback. Baltimore is a very, you know, physical team. You know, everybody know Baltimore like to run the ball. So, I mean, you know, we have to stop the run. But also with Lamar, you know, we got to, you know, stop him from running the ball. You know what I mean? You know, like I say, I mean, he's a great young quarterback in his league. And, you know, he's looking to, you know, come here. Like you say, I mean, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. Baltimore's looking to come here and get a win, and we got to stop that.
So, I was just looking as working on this game. We've got three defensive linemen, you being one of them, in the 300-pound club. It's one of the lightest defenses I've seen, just you, John Jenkins, and Christian Wilkins. Is that a concern, or do we make too much about size of defensive linemen? Because I'm used to there being like four or five of you guys like that. What do you think?
I don't make too much of it. You know, I think, you know, this team is in great shape, great condition. You know, Coach Flo did a great job over the offseason and training camp, you know, conditioning us in the heat. Things like that, so I don't make no mistake of it. You know, I think they're in the three guys we have. You know, we're in great shape, and the other guys we have are in great shape also. You know, so I think that's the reason why we practice. That's the reason why we go as hard as we go. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's football. You know, it's a man on the man each and every play. You know, you go out there and play football when you're one-on-one battle. So at the end of the day, that's what I'm looking forward to do on Sunday.
I know we always bring this up, and I know Zach always talks about this, but with what has happened and people going, oh my gosh, this team is going to have trouble winning games. How do you guys, how do you guys feel about that when you're going to meetings to get ready to win and putting game plans together? How do you treat everything?
I mean, just first of all, you know, I just want to, you know, just get the, you know, the whole tanking thing. I mean, you know, like, I mean, by no reason, you know, I'm not tanking by no reason. This team is tanking, you know, I mean, we work too hard to be trying to do some tanking BS, but at the end of the day, you know, I mean, we go to meetings every day to prepare to win. I mean, you know, I play this game to win. I mean, the coaches on this staff, you know, they play this game to win. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we go to win, you know. I attack every day, you know, to win, you know, to get better at something, you know. But at the end of the day, the guys in this organization, you know, do the same thing. You know, nobody's going to meetings to lose. You know, we go to meetings to win every day, each and every day. We go to meetings to get better at something. So, at the end of the day, you know, we just, you know, we on Sunday, you know, we're going to play football. We're going to play football at a higher level that's offensive. defensive and special teams. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we just go each and every day, go to the meetings to win each and every day.
It's got to be annoying, though, when you see that in the papers or us in the media or whatever it is, talk about that all the time, or the national media guys when they're giving out, oh, I think this team's going to be this for the season, and they have the Dolphins as one of the worst. Uh-huh. It's got to be annoying for you to see that, as hard as you guys work to win every week, to see that just from everyone out there about losing and tanking and all that. It's got to piss you guys off.
I mean, a bunch of times that's a bunch of people who never played football before, so I really don't be caring about it. I mean, you know, I just, you know, hear about when people – address the situation, but I mean, sometimes a lot of times it's a bunch of people who never played sports a day in their life, and they want to have an impact, have an outcome on things about this team, you know. So I don't worry about it at all. But like I said, at the end of the day, you know, we go, I take meetings every day to win. These coaches do. I mean, these players in this organization, they do the same thing. But at the end of the day, I mean, I was close to Vince and I was close to Spence, but I tell people all the time, I mean, you know, you definitely put your feelings, your emotions, it's a business. Because at the end of the day, it's just business. You know, I was close to both of those guys, you know, and when both of those guys left, you know, it had hurt a part of me, but I had to move on, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, I check each and every day to win.
So I'm just looking here. They run for 152 yards, second best team running the football. I guess you know you're off that read option where – he either hands it off between the tackles, or he's going to try to get outside and take off, or those quarterback draws. Is he the number one thing you need to stop Lamar Jackson this week? Does it start with him in the running game?
I mean, I would like to say so. You know, like I said, you know, he's you know, they built the offense around him. He's the leader. I mean, he runs that offense. You know, so at the end of the day, I mean, we stop Lamar, then you know, we got a good chance of winning the game. You know, at the end of the day, but like I say, is everybody, you know, just, you know, do their job, you know, special teams or offense and no defense. You know, we do that. I think we'll like the outcome on Sunday.
Hey, another big question, maybe the most important question. You feel good about LSU over Texas, or is this LSU team for real in the SEC? How are we feeling, Devon?
To all my Texas fans out there, it's been real, but RIP. It's been real. To all my Texas fans.
How good is LSU this year?
I know Texas alumni. I know Texas alumni is very popular all around the country. So to all my Texas alumni, RIP, you know, it's about to be a bad one on Saturday for y'all.
It's a nice, highly ranked game, but man, LSU's got a good team.
This LSU team is for real. This offense is for real. Joe Burrow is for real. This offense, these young receivers, this offensive line, you know, this defense always been legit, but this offense, I'm telling you, Joe. Watch the game on Saturday. This offense is for real. I promise.
Hey, Devon, is this team, because somebody asked me to ask you, is this team as good as a team that beat Miami in the opener 2 years ago overall?
100%. I think so, 100%. You know, I mean, missing a few guys, you know, like Devin White, you know, a couple other guys, you know. But I think the biggest thing, you know, LSU, you know, missed last year was Kayvon Chase, number 18. If you have a chance, Joe, if you guys have a chance to watch him on Saturday, he's from Texas. In my opinion, I mean, he's one of the top pass rushers in college football. They missed him last year with a knee injury the first game of the season against Miami. He wore number 4 last year.
Okay.
They missed him last year, and he's a freak of nature, man. He's a freak of nature. Can bend the edge, you know, strong, can stop the run. You know, he's freaky. He can pass rush. I think they missed him last year. You know, I think that's a big reason why they kind of struggled on the pass rush. But I think with having him back in the lineup, I think the sky's the limit.
Man, I got to tell you, now you got me fired up. Where does LSU fit in?
A bunch of those guys are going to start at the next level immediately.
Okay.
Derek Stingley, Washington 24, Derek Stingley.
Okay.
A true freshman cornerback, number 1 cornerback, came out of high school last year. True freshman. Christian Fulton should be a first-round pick cornerback on the other side. You have Grant Delpit back there, number 7, of course. You got Todd Harris. This defense is loaded. Jacob Phillips, Patrick Queen, Rashad Lawrence up front.
Holy smokes. You just went Mel Kiper Jr. Jr. on me, man.
The only thing about me, I play football, Mel Kiper Jr. You know, this defense is loaded. This defense is bananas. On the offense, you have Justin Jefferson, who's going to be a top receiver coming out this year. You know, Chase, young receiver. You have so many so much great talent, and now like LSU, like we finally throwing the ball. You know, so that's how scary that's how scary it is, you know. So I'm so excited about this team. I'm so excited about Saturday. I'm very excited about Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. So, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens Saturday when LSU plays Texas. I already know what's going to happen, but I'm going to let you guys see what's going to happen.
Okay. That's even better. I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. And Saturday, everybody's asking me, hey, what do you expect? I said, we're going to see something brand new defensively that we didn't see in preseason. They got a lot of different things. I know you're excited about getting those matchups one-on-one and really attacking those. I know that's one thing that the defense has talked about.
Yes, sir. I mean, at the end of the day, the rule we live by is, you know, I think everybody knows by this, you know, win your one-on-one battles. You know, I mean, you have to win your one-on-one battles in this league. I mean, you know, to be successful. So, I mean, I think that's the rule that if I'm a football player, that's the rule that I live by, win my one-on-one matchups.
Devon, it's been great having you. We didn't even get into, like, seeing my man on Friday night high school football games out doing, you know.
Yeah, I got to see you got to give me some great games. I won't come to a great game. You know, it's always good to go to St. Thomas and them have great matchups, you know, things like that.
Yeah, we'll get you. I'll make sure it's a good one, though. I don't want to waste your time if it's not a 4 or 5-star potential player for LSU. So we'll get into that. Anyway.
No, don't tell all my secrets, man.
Devon, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Devon Gotchaw, defensive tackle. Jacked up this morning.
He is. All you got to do is bring up
that
LSU
thing,
Texas
man,
game.
And he's all in for sure.
Dolphins are excited to kick off the 2019 season at Hard Rock Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens. That's this Sunday, September 8th. Fans can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium, or Dolphins.com to purchase single-game tickets to the Ravens game. To learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINS-TIX or visit Dolphins.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.